Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Don't look past them. You know, don't believe you guys say on TV that, you know, we're going to championship. This is far from over. And, you know, I think, you know, we talked about, we just went into Milwaukee and won a, you know, very big game six. Like, we came into the mindset tonight that it was must-win game, that we need to carry that over.
It's Nick Costos and Ken Barkley on You Better You Bet from BetQL.
Jason Tatum says, it's not over yet with the Celtics and Heat. We wish it was. Then we wouldn't have to watch this terrible series anymore, just with the hurt players everywhere and, like, literally looks like WWE. Hopefully the NBA Finals will be a little better, but we are able to bet on all these games. We will be able to bet on Game 6 and potentially a Game 7. We will be able to bet tonight Game 5 with the Warriors and the Mavericks. We can bet on Eastern Conference Final MVP, Western Conference Final MVP, NBA Finals MVP, look ahead to potential NBA Finals matchups, and in order to do that, we bring on our guy. We're lucky to have him. He's joining us. He's joined us a bunch of tremendous Thursdays this season. I call him the fantasy basketball, the prop betting goat when it comes to the NBA. It's Mike Gallagher from Establish the Run. Be sure to check out his work, establishtherun.com, co-host of the Establish the Run NBA podcast, and the great Mike Gallagher is on Twitter at Mike S. Gallagher. Mike, welcome back to the show. Nick and Ken, how's it going?
Better than the Miami offense. Doing okay over here. Man, yeah, it's been rough, man. These injuries are real tough. It's been really hard to bet. You don't know what the hell you're going to get Forrest Gump's mama style with a box of chocolate stuff.
So we're going to dig at the Miami offense and a Forrest Gump reference. That was pretty good.
I wish we got a box of chocolate. Chocolate right. Instead of watching the Miami Heat, that'd
you
be
never,
better.
You never know what you're going to get. Like rat poison. That's actually what one of them is. So,
Kyle Lowry missing shots. That's what you get.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Which one's that? Nick and I talked about this in the first hour. You know, like we work in the sports betting, like content industry, we do the show. So I think we both feel like beholden to obviously like watch the games and keep up with what's going on. But we kind of admitted in the first hour almost that like if we had a choice, like if we like didn't do this, basically, like be more likely to watch hockey at night and like maybe tune out the NBA a little bit. I know a lot of people kind of feel the same way. Like you obviously work in kind of this industry too. Like you need to watch the games. It's important for what you do. If you didn't work in this industry, like could you see yourself kind of tuning out these series? Like what's it been like from your perspective?
I mean, I watch. It's just you just got to appreciate the characteristics of anything. Just appreciate how crappy the basketball is, you know?
And do I have to appreciate that one? Do I have to?
Yeah, you don't.
We just did that all of March and the first Monday in April. Now we got to do it with the NBA.
Yeah, we missed the Thunder and the Pistons and the Magic. But, yeah, I mean, I always look at things as new, you know? That's what I feel like. I always love new stuff. I love rookies. I love guys getting called, you know, guys, whatever. This is new. This is brand of basketball. The Miami Heat starters literally scored the fewest points since starters were listed a couple games ago. So, yeah, I always kind of have a positive outlook on stuff. I watch the games regardless. It definitely sucks to not have so much clutch time. But, it is what it is. I'm just who I am. I'm sure most people listening will watch basketball regardless.
Hey, listen, we're going to be watching the games. We watch all of them. We certainly understand. Just maybe wish the basketball was a little better. I think we could all probably agree on that. Now, we'll get to Dallas and Golden State coming up tonight in Game 5 in a little bit. But let's go to tomorrow night, Game 6 with the Celtics and the Heat. So Boston closes last night, Mike, as a 3.5-point road favorite. They win big, up 3-2 in the series, a game away from the NBA Finals. Now an 8.5-point home favorite on Friday night. total in the game is 201. So, I mean, these totals have been dropping precipitously. We're almost in the ones here, in the 100s, high 100s for the total. So we can get into like specific prop conversations or like if you think the Heat should sit Kyle Lowry and like, I think maybe they should sit Jimmy Butler. Butler's not going to give you anything. They won't, but just a thought here. So kind of like your initial thoughts, side and total, Celtics Heat game 6 on Friday night.
Initial thoughts are Boston's just overmatching them, and it's just health. I mean, it's not just Lowry looking terrible and being a shell of himself on offense, not even running offense. He's just passing it and telling how just he's looking like a coach out there. The defense has been not as good. Jimmy Butler clearly hurt. His scoring off drive has plummeted in the last few games, had a 0 points off drive a couple games ago. Max Strus is hurt. We saw Max Strus go to the locker room. He's been listed as questionable since May 1st. He's played every game since then. But he's gone to the locker room a couple times, and he looked terrible yesterday. You got that. You got Tyler Hero hurt. You got Marcus Smart hurt on the other end. He did have some foul trouble, but after the game, Ime Udoka said they kept him out longer because they were playing so well with Derek White. And he said Smart wasn't 100%. What's up with Bam? I mean, it's so hard to bet the series because you just, like I said, you just don't know what you're going to get from these guys. Maybe Lowry turns it around tomorrow. You know, it's never know, but. I've just been so snake bit by Miami injury news for the last like 2 months that I'm probably just sitting this out, but there's some massive, massive advantages for the Celtics and just taking away everything Miami's got in half court, and they're taking care of the ball better. I think that they're finally realizing that Miami is overly trying to strip the ball from Jaylen Brown. And that was a big comment unprompted from Udoka about an adjustment they had in the second half with making sure Jaylen tightened up. So, and I massive props to Udoka. I mean, I feel like he's outcoached pretty much everyone he's faced. His halftime adjustments and through series adjustments, that's been another thing I've noticed. Like the Bucks series, we've seen them just find the strengths and weaknesses and really exploit them. And so just huge props to Udoka.
Mike, I'm curious. So, I mean, you mentioned the Celtics, like, they're sort of outmatching Miami, that the Heat are overmatching the series now. The Celtics are obviously an 8.5-point favorite in the game. So let's assume they win. I mean, their win probability, like, if you use the money line, is very high in the game. They will obviously advance to the NBA Finals, which means that we will crown the Eastern Conference Finals MVP at the conclusion of that game, the Larry Bird Trophy, if we want to call it that. I don't know what the exact name of it is, but Larry Bird Trophy sounds kind of cool. I'm curious if you think among
probably
the Celtics'
the
best
Bird
two
trophy.
Players... Yeah, Larry Bird Trophy. Jason Tatum is minus 250 to win this award. Jaylen Brown is plus 160. They're probably the only two players that we have to discuss. I'm curious, how live do you think Jaylen Brown is? We've never seen this award given out before. Obviously, it's the first year, and Jaylen Brown has played very well in the series, had the dunk last night, obviously. I think has outscored Tatum in the series overall. Any thought to Jaylen Brown plus 160, or do you think it's Tatum all the way if the Celtics win?
No, what's Horford's line?
Horford is 40-1. 40-1. Interested in Al Horford?
I see. He's 60-1 on some books. I think that he's played great, man. If he comes out and hangs like a 2010 game, his impact on the defensive end has been huge, and Tatum lays an egg. That's kind of where I'm looking. Because I mean, unless Brown goes completely nuts and Tatum lays an egg, which I don't know if that's going to happen. And Brown's been, his turnovers have been a huge problem in this series, and he doesn't handle the ball all that much. Like, it's basically his ball handling to turnover ratio is outrageous. So I'd rather just take a shot on Horford and just hope he balls out. I do think Tatum just definitely deserves to be a heavy favorite. That line's probably about right, so not too much value there, but I don't think there's much value in going after Brown.
No, I was just going to say, like, I don't want to put words in your mouth here, but sounds like you're saying never Jaylen Brown at that number. Maybe Tatum, maybe Horford, but like never Jaylen Brown. Is that right?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, I think you could do it, but he would need a massive, massive game to come up, which maybe he can. But yeah, I think I'd rather just take a shot on Horford. I don't know if people appreciate Horford, man. He's been so freaking good. The scoring hasn't been great. I'd be curious to see if the voters will that impact them. But the way he impacts the game has been really big time.
Mike, I'm curious. So we kind of ties a bow on that series. Basically, you think Boston's probably going to win. Maybe there's not a bet to be made in the game because of all the injury stuff. And then Eastern Conference Finals MVP. Let's talk about if we think the other series is going to end tonight, basically. So that's game 5 at Golden State. Dallas obviously wins game 4 to avoid being swept. Some kind of curious lineup and rotation decisions by the Warriors in that game. Kind of a bizarre game in general with a leak and Draymond's free throw and everything. But it leads us to game 5. Warriors are 7-point favorite, total 215.5. Golden State is minus 10,000 to win this series, if you're so inclined to lay it. Dallas 17-1 basically on the comeback, if you want to bet them to maybe come back from 3-0 down for the first time ever. Any thoughts on this game tonight? And then we'll kind of ask you about maybe some NBA final stuff.
Yeah, I feel pretty good about the Warriors covering. I just thought they lacked a lot of energy. I feel like Dallas's game plan doesn't really have much. Sure, they're running a lot of too high on the ball stuff at Steph. He's just too good. He's just too hard to guard. There's too many miles that are on. Basically, by the end of this game, Dorian Finney-Smith and Reggie Bullock will have run two marathons during NBA playoff games. It's absurd. So it's just really tough to guard them. I think that the minutes being down for Klay in the last game was really helpful. I think Draymond will come out better. Curious to see what Jordan Poole does. He's been inconsistent, and he's generally been worse as series has gone on. I think teams have been able to kind of cover his offensive strengths and exploit his defensive weaknesses. But I do think the Warriors come out and handle this one and get ready for the NBA Finals.
Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending with real-time notifications. Kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. And parents can rest easy knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
If you're in the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale marketplace where each piece is carefully vetted and verified by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. If you're in the market, use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermes, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Yeah, Golden State sitting as a 7-point favorite coming up in the game tonight against the Dallas Mavericks. You better you bet with Nick and Ken. Tremendous Thursday talk in the NBA postseason with our pal Mike Gallagher from Establish the Run. Mike is on Twitter at Mike S. Gallagher, co-host of the Establish the Run NBA podcast. Mike, before we turn our attention to like potential NBA Finals matchups, maybe NBA Finals MVP, you gave us good stuff on Eastern Conference Final MVP. Now the Magic Johnson Trophy going to Western Conference Final MVP, where you have to play great basketball and then tweet exactly what happened in what you just watched, and you get to win the Magic. You get to win the Magic Johnson Trophy. Steph Curry is the massive favorite, as you might expect, minus 1250. Luka at 16-1. I mean, they're down 3-1 in the series. Tough to imagine, unless it goes 7 and he goes nuclear and like and they win or lose. Tough to imagine him. Now, you brought up Wiggins last week, and then we did this again on Monday after he had the poster dunk in whatever game that was in Dallas. That I think it was game 3 in Dallas. That maybe Wiggins could actually win this award. So Curry's still the big favorite, obviously. Wiggins now 18-1. You were on this before we were. Are you still on the Andrew Wiggins train here that he could potentially win Western Conference Final MVP?
Yeah, I think so. I think that if you didn't want to lay all that juice on Steph, I think going to Wiggins. Like you said, 18-1. I've seen him around 20-1. It's 20-1. You know, he needs to play a 95th percentile game or better, and Steph needs to have basically a 20th percentile or worse game, which, you know, maybe he misses a bunch of shots. I don't think he will. But, yeah, I'd be looking to put some Wiggins down. like you said, I got him at 25-1. So hoping that comes through for me.
Mike, in terms of the NBA Finals, I think, you know, all of us are kind of proceeding under with the idea that it's going to be Celtics Warriors. I think that's the matchup that a lot of us would kind of like to see at this point, given how injured the Heat are, obviously. Now, you know, during the regular season, that game was famous because that's where Marcus Smart injured Steph Curry. So like a little bit going on there kind of behind the scenes that kind of caused the teams to head in some different directions headed toward the playoffs. If it was Warriors Celtics, let's assume the Warriors are a small favorite in the series. I think that's pretty reasonable. Any kind of early thoughts on like what team you would like, how long the series would go, maybe one interesting matchup that would stand out for you as we start to maybe go really, really too early preview on the NBA Finals?
Yeah, I think just Marcus Smart's health is going to be way more important in that series. So that's something I want to watch. He was to see him respond so well from the midfoot sprain when he returned from that, and then when he returned from the ankle sprain, he wasn't right. Obviously, he's going to have a week, but you hurt your same foot twice in a row. Sometimes it takes a long time to get back. So that's something I'm going to be watching. I predicted Warriors in six regardless. This was about a week ago, and I still feel that's about right. I just think the Warriors, they cover a lot of angles, and they're going to be able to really take away some of Boston's defensive strengths with their ball movement. So I think the Warriors have an edge. It's really tight. So if the lines are, you know, making the Celtics plus 170 or better, something along those lines, thinking maybe some value in that, because Boston is just so supremely talented, and you're basically just saying Boston's talent versus the chemistry and experience of the Warriors, which, you know, we saw coaching and intangibles from the Miami Heat kind of go away because of health. But yeah, I think it should be a long series, definitely at least six. It's going to be a really, really pretty good series, hopefully better than this round.
For sure. Mike, we got about a minute to go. Just like an early thought on NBA Finals MVP, assuming the Warriors get to the finals, which I think that's the assumption, right? Is that Golden State will get past Dallas here. Steph Curry's plus 110 to be Finals MVP. Golden State's minus 152 to win the championship at our show sponsor, Bet Rivers. And we're kind of like, you know, is there really a case to be made for someone other than Steph? Like, I guess like Jordan Poole could go nuclear, but I don't know if Klay can do it. Draymond's not going to have the statistical profile to make it happen. Like, do you kind of agree with the theory, or I don't know, it's a theory or whatever, hypothesis, that Steph Curry plus 110, better bet than Warriors to win the title at minus 150?
Yeah, I mean, you got to think that the voter, it's kind of like with the Monty Williams thing, right? Like, people didn't vote for Monty over Tibbs, and he got heavy votes, I think, because of that. So I think it's obviously a different thing. Iguodala earned it. Obviously, Durant earned it. But people want to give Steph that Finals MVP, I feel like. He's, you know, such a good guy. I think that's going to influence the voters. So I'm with you. I feel like if you feel pretty good about the Warriors winning, I think there's more value in taking Steph at the plus money. Because, I mean, Wiggins has been just out of this world. For anybody else to play better than him and have Steph play so poorly, and if Steph plays poorly, they're going to lose. So I feel pretty good that Curry should be, you know, pretty close to even money. And there's probably a little value in that too.
Final question here, Mike, 20 seconds to go. I know that the lines are really tight and it's like not hard to, it is very hard to find some value in some of these bets. Do you have a prop bet that you like for tonight's game with the Warriors and Mavs?
Yeah, I always like Steph over points and his three lines are pretty good. So I'm looking at taking those. Generally, he's been attacking a lot. He's had 19 drives in the last game. That's been trending up. They've been really letting him get in the paint. So I do like him. I'm on the fence on taking a Luka under for points because he's going to see a lot of stuff. I think they're going to really try to cool him off. So those are a few things I'm looking at, and we'll see. I think Dallas's rotation tightens up, so you could be looking at some of their, you know, expensive Dinwiddies, Bruntons. Probably Dinwiddie would be a guy I look at there. But yeah, it's pretty tight board. It's been pretty tight. The props of the books for the last week or so, they've been pretty tight.
Steph Curry, a point prop, 27.5. Luka, 34.5. We'll discuss that in the Power Hour, final hour of the show. Mike, we appreciate you. Follow him on Twitter at Mike S. Gallagher. Check out the Establish the Run NBA podcast and read his matchups column at establishtherun.com. Enjoy the basketball, my friend, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, guys. Talk to you next week, hopefully, it will be for NBA Finals Game 1.
The great Mike Gallagher joining us here on You Better You Bet. On the other side, we'll talk some National Football League here on a tremendous Thursday.